After nearly a decade of debate, Milwaukee County signed off on a deal that would send $30 million to repair and redevelop the Mitchell Park Domes. The legislation was signed by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley last Wednesday. The plan would transfer operations to the Milwaukee Domes Alliance, who would be on the hook for raising an extra $85 million to fund efforts to save the conservatory. Krista Beal Diefenbach is CEO of the Milwaukee Domes Alliance. She talked with Wisconsin Today host Lee Rayburn last week.
Let's start about when you learned about the county stepping in to help with the funding for the Mitchell Park Domes and what you felt when you found out the county would be signing off on this plan.
Yeah, so we have been working with Milwaukee County now for the better part of 2 years, really, walking through all the steps necessary to confirm this level of commitment. But on Wednesday, when it was official and the county executive joined in his endorsement of the plan, I mean, it truly was a game changer for us. This project really isn't possible without the county's support. So we're really pleased to have them come in on this fashion.
The Mitchell Park Domes opened in 1965. What is it about this park that makes it so special, and why is it so important to you, Krista?
Well, I always say that this is the marrying of all of my great loves. So I am a mid-century architecture person. I actually owned a home that was designed by Donald Grebe, who's the architect for the domes. And I love plants. I have a ridiculous number of house plants and outdoor gardens. And I really find that connection to nature really supports my own emotional and physical health. And having all of those things in one facility is, I think, very special. In terms of the domes for the broader public, I think that everybody has their own dome story. I have spent now 4 years talking to the community about why it is that they love the domes. And it really is like a family heirloom that's been passed from generation to generation.
So, Krista, what are some of the plans in this new agreement with Milwaukee County for the future of the Mitchell Park Domes?
Yeah, so I think that one of the things that's important to note about this plan is that we're not just putting the domes back the way they were. We are going to address the deferred maintenance. We are going to upgrade all the mechanicals and do those pieces which are critical to the future of the domes. But we're also going to add many new amenities that really drive at this idea of a sustainable business model. And so if you think about, the county, and it does have these fiscal challenges, but this plan is a fiscally responsible plan. And that's because it does remove the domes from the county's list of obligations. They are currently covering a deficit budget each year for the domes. But by adding all these great amenities, we're going to be able to drive more in admissions and drive more in admissions revenue and really be able to solve that equation on how do you create the sustainable business model so the domes has resources to put away for future maintenance needs.
Yeah, Krista, what are some of those new amenities and projects that are expected once this project is completed?
So yeah, we'll have an expanded gift shop. So, our current gift shop is quite small. It's mighty though, I'll tell you. We make a lot of money off of that small gift shop. And it's also important to our programming. So, we feature a lot of local artists and small businesses through our gift shop. And so being able to then expand that to twice the size is really going to be an important revenue stream for us. And it will be a better visitor experience. We're also going to add a cafe. So right now, you don't have the opportunity to, grab a sandwich or a cup of coffee at the domes. And so we'll have this boutique cafe, which will extend the amount of time people are able to enjoy the gardens. And then one of the other pieces we're going to do is add an interactive children's garden.
Ooh.
So we actually have four domes. Most people are familiar with the three that
right.
We have are open to the public. But we have what I call the secret fourth dome. So right now we use it as a growing greenhouse. And when we're moving plant material from one dome to the other, we use that fourth dome for that purpose. But it's perfectly situated and sized to be able to create this amazing kids garden. So we call it the Little Sprouts Dome. It's going to be able to be what, a yes space for kids. Right now, we're always ranked as one of the top family favorite activities in Milwaukee. However, we do have a lot of signs up that says, don't run, don't jump, don't climb, and especially don't touch the cactus. But this will be our yes space, where kids can come and dig into their love of nature.
We're talking about a recently approved plan to restore and maintain the Mitchell Park Domes in Milwaukee with Krista Beal Diefenbach, CEO of the Milwaukee Domes Alliance. And Krista, what's the timeline for these new efforts and installations at the domes?
So we're hoping to start construction as soon as 2027, 2028. That is predicated on our ability to shore up the rest of the financing. So, as you mentioned, the county has committed $30 million. The first phase of this project, the total capital stack is $115 million. However, we are leveraging some creative financing that allows us to really bring in significant amounts of resources. That includes new market tax credits, that includes historic tax credits, as well as a philanthropic campaign. And so once we have all of those pieces in place, we'll be able to kick off this project, and we will stay open. The domes will stay open during construction. So our community will have the opportunity to come in and see what we have going on. But we would be able to have a grand reopening, as soon as 2030 or shortly after that.
One part of this approved plan says that if Milwaukee Domes Alliance fails to raise sufficient donor funds, the county would not release its share of the annual funding. Is your alliance on track to raise enough dollars to keep county funding coming in, Krista?
Yes, we are. And that, again, it includes the county has communicated that it's not just philanthropic contributions, but that includes all of those other that financing that I just mentioned. And so, we are working our way through that process. So we're also entering into that, the silent phase of a capital campaign. So we're meeting with our, lead donors and asking about their interest in supporting this effort. And we've been planning on this for some time now and have put all the key pieces in place for us to be successful.
I have to ask you, Krista, the Trump administration's tax cuts and spending package signed into law last month cuts billions of dollars in spending for clean energy projects, and the Milwaukee Domes Alliance is looking to incorporate green infrastructure into the Mitchell Park domes. Are there concerns that certain tax credits for this project could be threatened or eliminated?
Certainly, some of the funding we were pursuing for phase one, but primarily for phase two, has been eliminated. So, certainly, I think that we're having to rethink our strategy when it comes to the second phase, which will add a new nature learning center into the park, as well as some outdoor gardens. For phase one, the tax credit programs are still intact in that. In the budget that you had mentioned was approved. And so those programs still exist, and we still have access to them, which is wonderful. Certainly, it things have shifted and changed. We're going through a period of, I think, rapid evolution in our country, and it's requiring us to stay very nimble. But right now, with that phase one, that capital stack has been safeguarded, so that's great news.
Krista, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and for your interest in this project.
Krista Beal Diefenbach is CEO of the Milwaukee Domes Alliance. She talked to Lee Rayburn about a plan to renovate the Mitchell Park Domes and keep them open after years of concerns that it might have to close.